Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank greeting you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. We'll look back to a weekend of special meetings where people gathered from all over Europe and different countries from around the world. Between 850 and 900 people were here, and the preaching was translated into 12 different languages which were present. We're just so grateful to Almighty God for the possibilities that we have right now to share the precious Word of God, the promised Word for this day, with all the brothers and sisters on earth. As you might know, through internet, anybody can follow the preaching everywhere on earth, from Honolulu to China, and from the north to the south, from the east to the west. And we deem it a great privilege to share with you, especially with the ministers of the end time message, the precious Word of God. As you know, we do believe, according to the scripture, that Brother Branham was a promised prophet, a man sent from God with the message of God to the people of God at this time. Just as the promise goes, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Malachi 4, known to everyone, confirmed by our Lord in Matthew 17:11, in Mark 9:12. But now the big problem arises that many brethren take special quotations out of context Brother Branham made, don't take them back into the scripture, but come up with different interpretations, splitting and splitting again the body of Christ, causing confusion in the ranks of those who believe the entire message. Beloved brothers and sisters, I look back to exactly 44 years when I was called directly to preach the Word of God and to go from city to city. I look back to 40 years of international ministry sharing the message of the hour. And then a brother might write and say, Brother Frank, if you don't preach the seven thunders, you're not preaching the end time message. I don't know if this brother is right in his mind. I cannot judge. But the end time message is not a speculation. It's not a theory. It's not something about seven thunders. The end time message is God's promised word for this day. The end time message are the original teachings of the apostles. The end time message includes the evangelistic, the teaching, and the prophetic part of the plan of salvation. God did not send Brother Branham to start a new religion. And all the brothers who come up with different interpretations about seven thunders, they're simply not knowing what they're doing. They're out of balance in the scriptures and out of balance in the message of the hour. We must verify everything that we believe and teach with and by the Word of God. At this weekend, we shared many things, especially Ephesians chapter 5, starting with verse 22. And we did this for a purpose. It was laid upon my heart to show from the scriptures that the New Testament church, which will appear before the Lord without spot or wrinkle, is mentioned in Ephesians chapter 5. And we have to read what goes before and what follows after verse 26 and 27. Here we read that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. This we understand. The emphasis is on the word, on sanctification, on cleansing, on washing. And then in verse 27, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. We have to start with verse 21, actually, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. First of all, the fear of God must return into our hearts. If this is not the case, we might think that we believe, but the word will not speak or be revealed to us, and we shall never become part in our practical life of the things the scripture speaks about. First, the fear of God must enter our soul. Then only we can submit to each other and also unto the Lord God in the fear of God. Then the apostle continues and says, wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as unto the Lord. If every sister in the message of the hour would take this verse to heart in the fear of God, many problems would be solved. In verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of his body. If we submit to Christ, as the scripture says, the wives are to submit to their husbands, to recognize them to be the head. But we, as believers, together, must recognize Christ as the head of his body, which is the church. And he placed the different ministries into the body. And therefore, we have to respect the divine order. the divine order in our personal life, also in the life of a marriage, in the life of the church, in the life of the family. Here, we all should read prayerfully Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 21 and not stop unless we read on in chapter 6 at least up to verse 4 to know how the preparation of the true bright church, which will be in the will of God according to the word of God, everyone as an individual, then everyone in marriage, everyone in family life, everyone in the church of the living God, just finding our place, not to be worried about what brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so are doing. Just be concerned with yourself and with the Word and with the Lord in the fear of God to find your place. And if everybody will find his and her own place, then the divine order will be established. Beloved brothers and sisters, the time is far spent. 40 years have come and gone since Brother Branham was taken to be with the Lord. A 40-year period is very, very biblical. And we may expect the Lord to do something very soon. But before the last move of God, the revival in the bride, the moving of the Holy Spirit takes place, the divine order, as we read here, must take place in the body of Christ, in all the believers. It's useless to fuss about thunders and be distracted left and right. And Satan is laughing. We have to come back to the Word of God in the fear of God and return to the Lord, to one another, to love God, to love one another, and so looking forward to the moment when the Lord shall move the heavens and the earth and complete his work with the church he bought on the cross of Calvary. He paid the price. He shed his blood. He gave his life. And the church of the firstborn is the most precious thing the Lord has on earth. Beloved, let us pray for each other and be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.